The Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Reaper Apparel Company. Reaper Apparel offers a casual line of superb fit, finish, and comfort. We design for those who refuse to die slowly and choose to live untamed. For those who aren't afraid to face the dark, for the ones that thrive in it, and for those who can appreciate life through a grim lens. That's Reaper Apparel Company. Go to the link in the description of this episode. Use the promo code MikeBono and get 10% off. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by my own personal merch store, the Stupid Should Hurt merch store. I have hats, I have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, water bottles, notebooks, you name it, I've got it. The description and the link for that will be in the description of this episode. Also, right now, if you use the promo code WELCOME, I will give you 5% off of your first purchase. That's the Stupid Should Hurt merch store. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Tactical Brotherhood, all-American-made apparel, which helps support the Second Amendment. You can also find all this in the description of this episode with the link, Tactical Brotherhood. Part of every proceed does go to helping veterans, as it is a very good cause. All American-made products made right here in Minnesota. Go and check them out. Use the promo code PATRIOT15 to get 15% off your purchase. Now, let's start the show. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Ride Home Rants podcast. I have a great guest for us today, and it's coming all the way from Iceland. Yes, I know people outside the country. Yes, I can talk to them. Einar Haraldsson joining the show. Einar, thank you for being on the show, my man.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very pleased to be here.
Not a problem. So, like I said, you are all the way in Iceland. That's correct,
yeah.
Right? Iceland. Okay.
What's
it like for the American listeners out there? What is it like being, is it an Icelander or Icelandic? I don't even know what the correct terminology is for that.
We are Icelanders who live here. We talk Icelandic.
Okay. So tell people just a little bit about Iceland and, you know, what it's like living there.
Yeah, Iceland is a fantastic island in the North Atlantic Ocean. And it's called Iceland, but that doesn't mean that we have lots of ice. We have no ice. I haven't seen the ice yet. At least, maybe a long time ago, there was lots of snow. But now it's a beautiful island with a mountain, waterfalls, volcano, and the geyser and everything. We have everything.
That sounds amazing.
Iceland is called Hollywood of the North.
Hollywood of the North. Now, why do they call it Hollywood of the North?
Because most of the movies are made here in Iceland. They use all the views here. James Bond, Batman, and Oblivion with Tom Cruise, Star Wars, all that.
It was all shot in Iceland.
All shot in Iceland.
That is something I see, you know what, if people don't even like the show, they learn something today. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's news to me.
I remember the Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone. It was shot here in Iceland also.
Wow. Yeah, I can see why they call it Hollywood of the North then.
The actors are so relaxed. No paparazzi and no one is following them. They can go out and have a dinner without disturbing. They can walk on the streets here.
Oh, that's got to be a godsend for some of them, you know, getting away from all the paparazzi. Yeah. Don't have a camera in your face every 30 exactly. seconds everywhere you turn.
They come here on a vacation, yeah, to relax.
It sounds like a fantastic place to relax. I mean, because I know there's people out there, and I've talked to them. I told them I was interviewing somebody from Iceland, and they're like, so is he just surrounded by snow and ice all the time? I'm thinking, I don't think that's how it works. I think that's Greenland, isn't it? I think Greenland's covered in ice, and Iceland's green. It just
exactly. It's the wrong name.
Yeah, they need to switch them. I mean, make it all match up. But so you were a former police officer. Now, was that in Iceland or was that somewhere else?
I was here in Iceland, and I was also Secretary General for International Police Association, which is a membership between the police officers around the world, friendship. So I have traveled for 50, 60 countries to visit.
That's...
And I was invited to LAPD once, and I stayed there for 6 weeks. And most of my colleagues there, they were bodyguards for the celebrities. And they invite me up to Beverly Hills and Hills to meet some of the celebrities. So there I got the idea. I got an idea.
Yeah. So what was your time like being a police officer? What was your time like? How long did you do it?
From 74 to 93. I retired.
Okay, but sounds like from what we were talking about before we started rolling here, you didn't like retire and be one of those people that would just sit down and relax and not do anything else and not have to work. Right. Sounds like you're still working now. What are we getting into now?
Yeah, I always had a goal in my life. Set a goal. I will reach, do that and do that, this and that. This time I have a goal to be an actor. I want to be a good actor. So since I started, yeah, popular. I have even fans in the U.S.
Wow. So how long have you been working at this dream of being an actor?
I started 2005.
2005. So it's been a little while. So have you been in anything that we might know about, or what roles have you played?
Yeah, I have been in TV series here in Iceland, and I have been in about 7 or 8 TV series, and I have been in 2 movies in the U.S. One is Ride on a Wanted Trail and Covered Creek. It's a Western movies. I don't know when or where. I'm not following it. I just do that and
move on with your life.
I haven't even seen them.
You haven't even seen your own movies?
No.
Wow, that's committing to a job. I'll say that, you know, to be able to act in something and then just not watch it. I mean, that blows my mind, because I've been on other podcasts and people were sending me the link and everything like that, and I always listen to them, which some people think is where they're like, how can you listen to yourself, just your voice coming through a speaker at you? You get used to it after a while. I mean, it's just, it comes second nature. And when they're video podcasts like this too as well, I mean, you actually get to see yourself, because, I mean, I see how it looks here pre-edited and everything like that, but you don't actually get to see the finished product until it's actually out. And that's always been something that interests me, is I know if I was in any movie, TV series, that's all I would watch. I'm not going to lie to you. People call me conceited, and then I'm like, no, it'd be cool to me, and I would that's all I would watch is myself.
Maybe I should do it. Maybe
just check them out a little bit. And
yeah. Oh yeah.
Maybe it'll bring back memories from film. Yeah. Ah, I remember this. This took like seven takes to get right. It's just.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very hard to be on the set.
I can only imagine. So what is it like for anybody out there who's an aspiring actor or actress or anything like that? What is it like to actually physically be on a set of a movie?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's like I have a tolerance. Yeah, for cheese.
Good
same
job
with cats.
Your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat.
I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
still talking
scenario.
About a feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
First, I thought, I cannot make it. I cannot remember all the lines on the script. But I learned in the school academy here how to remember the lines. I feel relaxed in front of the camera.
So no type of stage fright or anything like that going on with you?
No, absolutely not. No. I have said to my younger people on the set, just relax, just be yourself. Don't act like I cannot do this. Just be yourself. That's how you can go through it.
Right. I think people get the false idea that, yes, you're playing another character. Yes, you're portraying a role.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can put a little bit of yourself into said role. I mean, there's really no rule about, about not taking a little bit of yourself and putting it into that role. Now, it sounds like that's kind of what your acting style is like, is you incorporate a little bit of Enar into there a little bit.
Uh-huh. Of course, you have to when you go on a set, you step into the character, and then you have to step out of the character again. So I can do that. I can. It's a very, very easy.
It sounds easier said than done. But
it's very, 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 it's great. I have great feelings to be on the set.
Because I've never done a movies or anything for TVs. I've shot a couple of commercials for just local TV here. And when I was back in college, a buddy of mine, a fraternity brother of mine, actually was a theater major and, you know, going into the theatrical side of everything. And he had a play he was running and he needed another male actor and he kind of conned me into going on it. And I was in that. And I know at first just being up on that stage with all the lights hitting you. Now, it was a play called Dog Sees God. And I had one line, and like the first 2 weeks of rehearsals and everything, like for whatever reason, I could not get this line right at all. Nobody was in the theater. It was completely empty other than the, the actors on stage. And I still remember the line now to this day. It's hysterical to me. And it was verily, no one knoweth if Elias the prophet did indeed see God. Preventure, it was the shadow of God, he said. And for the life of me, I could not get that right. It's the first 2 weeks of rehearsal.
to the point where I think I started irritating the director, because after that, I knew the line, obviously. I knew what I had to say. I knew how he wanted me to say it and everything like that. But just to mess with him a little bit, when it became my part, I would pause and I'd turn and go, line? And I'd wait for him to start to respond. I was like, nah, I got it. And I would just say my line. And so I kind of played a little joke on him for the next week. But it was just something fun that I did to try to bring a little bit more enjoyment into something that was a pretty serious play. I mean, for all it's worth now. Do you do that on set? Like, is there any ad-libbing that you've done in your time acting?
When I'm on a set, I don't remember the whole line. I said to myself, okay, I will do something which is similar to that. So they said, it's okay, just as long as you follow the line, you're okay, but you don't need to remember exactly what it says now.
So as long as you get the meat and potatoes of the line.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
See, now, I've heard of actors, I don't know how true it is, but I've heard the famous actor Jim Carrey, lot of his lines in movies that have been, like, staple lines for him, he ad-libbed and just added that into the script himself. Like, he just went with it. He felt a moment and took it, and they kept it in the movie. And that, to me, kind of blew my mind a little bit, that they were like, well, yeah, that works. I guess let's keep that in there and let's roll with it. And, like, just the quickness of him being able to – I mean, obviously he's done it for years and years and years, so he's got it down pat. But one that sticks out to me, and it's the dumbest little line in a movie called Dumb and Dumber. And he walks out of a convenience store with a handful of – stuff, and he sees these two guys, and they're just extras, and they didn't know what he was doing. They had one of the big drinks, and he just goes, oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you guys later, and just gets in the car and just drives away. And, like, that wasn't in the script at all. He just added that in there. And it's just something that stuck, and they kept it in the movie. That blows my mind.
Yeah. That's how it is. You can do it as long as you... The director is agree on it, but you don't need to remember the whole line. Absolutely not.
Okay, that's
just be yourself. And okay, if you don't remember, then what do you think I should say on it?
Gotcha.
It's okay. Very good.
So you've been doing a few things, you've done a few things, and you actually got something that you're working on right now. Now, is that something you're able to talk about? And let's get that out.
Well, I have been in for the last few days. I have been in commercial for United Airlines and for Icelandic Airlines, and there's a commercials, and then I have a movie in. Preparing in Switzerland, which will be a Swiss movie and a Swiss actor and actresses and director also.
Okay,
it will be filmed in June next year. Start.
Okay, so you haven't started filming.
No, anything because we want to do it in the summer.
Gotcha. So what's the film about?
It's about a millionaire who his daughter is kidnapped, and I am a millionaire's long time bodyguard, and it's about to rescue the girl.
Okay, that sounds like
it's an action thriller.
Action thriller. Okay, now. You playing the bodyguard, is that a role you wanted, or was that the role that was given to you?
It was given to me, but it's okay. I have been in the bodyguard.
I was going to say, I mean, you got the former police officer. You should be able to do that. Lickety split. That should be.
All my characters in all the TV series and all that, I'm always a police officer.
They just know you got that background. They know it's going to be easy for you. Now,
so it's very easy.
Since you've played the role of a police officer, security guard, bodyguard, all that, do you want to try to get out of your comfort zone eventually and play something other than that?
Yeah, I want to be what do you call it? A murderer.
A murderer.
What? A murderer.
What?
What
makes you want to play the role of a murderer?
Try to take the other side of the law.
Okay. So yeah, you've been on one side of the law. You want to go to the exact opposite. Yeah,
I'm back on the other side. And the comedy, I want to also in comedy.
Yeah. I would love to get into something like that. But, you know, I've always said, let's take it one step at a time. I have these big dreams in my head and goals that I want to achieve. First one, obviously.
Do your what you want to do.
Absolutely. You know what? That's a great message. And, like, people have asked me all the time. I was just on a show here, a podcast the other day. And the guy asked me, he goes, so you're a stand-up comedian. What advice would you give to another stand-up comedian? And I finally just looked at him, because nobody's ever asked me that before. I've never thought of it. I've been doing stand-up for 9 years now. And I finally just looked at him and I said, you know what? There's a lot of hardships at the beginning of it, so you have to kind of have that mindset of – I'm not going to get on stage once, and then next thing you know, I'm on Netflix the next day and and got a special. It's not that quick. There's a lot of steps, and it's a very slow process. And me, as the comedian that I am, you know, you're going to burn the open mic circuit. So everyone thinks that all these shows are paid shows. Not every show is a paid show that you get. There's all these open mic shows that are just anybody can get up and do a set. But keep getting on stage. Keep working at your craft. Write jokes. Think about things that you thought maybe you didn't think they were funny at the time. But it's tragedy plus time equals comedy. And it's you got to know what you want. And there's a big grind that you're going to have to go through. Be prepared. I wasn't really prepared for that longevity of the grind that I'm currently still in to this day. But it's everyone sees the end goal with all these comics that are on Netflix and all this and TV and Comedy Central and all this. And they're like, oh, I can do that. It's like, yeah, but these guys are in their 40s and they're like, well, they're getting pretty old. It's like, no, they've been doing this since their early 20s, and some of them as teenagers. This is not like it's just an easy process to just get up on stage. But go and have that in. If you want to do it, commit to it. If you want something, anything in life, and you can do that with acting, you know, a promotion at work, you know, anything.
Exactly.
If you want something, set your mind to it and go for it.
That is what I do. And I always reach the end of the line.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know, me personally, I know I'm going to get to the end of the line.
Come on.
It's just, I'm in like mile 13 of the marathon here. We're not quite there yet, but it's, I can kind of see the finish line, but it's still so far away.
Under the tunnel.
I can see the light, but it just seems like it's getting smaller for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's a grind, and I'm sure acting is kind of the same way. But do you got to enjoy what you do? And it seems absolutely. Like just from the few minutes we've been talking here that you absolutely love being an actor.
Absolutely. That's this is my best work I have done.
I was going to say, so if you had to choose, and I think this is kind of an easy question, but your former career in law enforcement or actor, you could only pick one, and you get to have a time machine and go back and do that for your entire life. Which one would you choose? Kind of threw a little curveball at the end there, but it's just...
I think I should have started earlier in acting.
You would have started earlier in acting?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've worked some crappy jobs, you know what I mean? And I think everybody has that, where they've just worked that, you know, bills aren't stopping just because I wasn't working. I need something to get me through to that next step in life.
Yeah.
And I think those jobs make you appreciate your dreams more.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Yeah, I wouldn't like to miss the police job. It's a very good experience in my life. Very good experience.
Yeah.
I started in the force 19 years old.
Wow, that young, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm honestly not sure what I did yesterday, so to go back to 19, I don't know what I was. I know I was in college. I know that's about it. But, you know, everyone says, well, now that you're getting a little older, you have these life experiences, what would you change on your road to becoming a stand-up comic? And the only answer is I would have done it sooner. I started and I got into it in my mid to late 20s. And, you know, starting earlier would have been something I would have done. But I wouldn't change a thing about the road I'm on. And because I could, like I said, I know in my mind I can visualize the end goal. And that's the payoff. And it's just – everyone's like, really? All the hardships and everything? I was like, it makes you who you are to just be, you know, to go through those tough times and to mold yourself into a better human being. Now, with you, I mean, it's – what is the very end goal for the actor Enar?
Oh, get an Oscar.
Oscar. Okay, I can.
That's my goal. Yeah, it's a good goal.
That's you know what everyone always says.
I will not stop until I get it.
There you go. I mean, why stop? Because then that just means that you gave up on a dream that you have.
Uh huh.
And people tell me all the time, like, why don't you just give up comedy? Why don't you just give up and just go back to working the regular 9-to-5 that everyone. Has gotten beaten into everyone's head that that's the jobs you got to do is work the 9-to-5s. And I was like, why? It's a dream I have and I'm chasing it. Do you have something that you want to do? And I always turn it around on people and I don't think they're ready for it. Because I always ask them and I tell them, you know, it's a dream of mine. Do you have a dream?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dream? You know, and they actually start to think about it. And it gets to the point where it's like, okay, now you know what your end game is. That's where you need to be. So what you have to do is focus on that and just go for it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't, I don't want to say you'll hate yourself, but you'll hate yourself because you always look back and say, I wish I would have. I don't want to have those laying there, you know, on your deathbed. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. No, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, it's all right. It's all right, spirit. This is what I hang on. It's I will do. I always want to do. I do what I want to do. I'm not. And this is the line acting is my final job.
Well, that's good that you're in the final job and you're in the you're in the home stretch. Hopefully, I hope and pray that one day I'm sitting there watching the Oscars and I see you come up on stage to win that Oscar. And the winner is Einar.
Einar Haraldsson.
I will absolutely lose it with excitement for you, my man. Like, I really hope that happens for you. And I'm going to be following your career now. I hope you know that. I'm going to be on you like a hawk. I'm going to be watching you, and I hope to see you. So the new movie that you got coming out, I know it kind of got off track a little bit there. What's the name of it? And when is the expected release date for it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We start filming it in June next year. So no time to think. No time to think.
All right. Well, we're going to be looking forward, all of us here at the Ride Home Rants podcast. I'm super excited to see it. I can't wait till it's done. And now you got me all excited about a movie that's not even filming for a long time, a little bit. But I'm going to be looking for it.
I'm heading to Hollywood. I want to join the NCIS, FBI TV series. That's my goal. Remember, I always reach my goal.
Always reach your goal, man. I love NCIS. I watch it all the time. Uh-huh. I love that. I watch the FBI shows, and Criminal Minds is one that I've been diving into pretty heavily here in the last couple of months. But yeah, I hope to see you on those too as well. Get you on some TV series now. Quickly, because I know we're running down near the end of the show here, and I want to get you time to have your own little spotlight here at the end of it. Which do you prefer, acting for a TV series or for a movie?
I think I would have a movie.
Movie?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, my God. Why movie over TV series?
I don't know. It's a... I don't mind if it's TV series or movie, but I have done so many TV series. So if I get offer in, they offer me a good role in TV series, long, 13 years, 15 years, like they are doing that, then I know I have reached my goal.
There you go, man.
I will be 100 years when I finish them. Hey, my last episode.
As long as you're still up and moving, man, I'm going to keep watching. That's just... All right, so I like to give every guest this opportunity. Where can the great folks and the listeners out of the Ride Home Rants podcast, where can they find Einar, and how can they stay in touch with what you got coming up next and everything like that? Yeah. So I'm going to give you a minute here. Floor is yours, and tell us everything we need to know.
Okay, I have a website, www.einarharaldsson.com. And then I have an Instagram, of course, and Facebook. And I am the DB also. So this is where they can reach. See what I've done and what I'm going to do. And my PR in US, Steve Joyner, is my what would you call it? He is the one who run the show, especially for the US market.
Yeah, Steve hooked us up together. I'm very familiar with Steve Joyner. I'm glad he did. This was a great conversation. I think there was a lot of good messages in the middle of it there. Uh-huh. And I'm really glad we got to talk. I know I think it's getting late there, or is it early? The time difference, I know it's...
Late, it's only 9 o'clock.
Okay.
In the evening, 9 p.m.
I would say it's 4 here p.m. So I still was trying to figure out the time difference. But I'm glad you were able to take time out of your evening to sit and talk with us here. I'm really happy that you came on the show, and we will stay in touch, obviously, and I will keep you up to date with everything Ride Home Rants.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Ride Home Rants podcast. This is, as always, Mike Bono. I want to thank Einar Haraldsson for joining the show. Thank you, Einar. This was fantastic.
Thank you, Mike, for inviting me.
And as always, everybody, if you like the show, be a friend, tell a friend. If you don't, tell them anyways. They might like it just because you didn't like it. That's going to do it, and I will see y'all next week. The Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Dubby Energy. Energy drinks made for gamers, streamers, and podcasters alike. For gamers, streamers, and podcasters alike. Go to the link in the description where you can find the best energy drinks out there. Less caffeine than a cup of coffee. Also, no jitters and no crash afterwards. Use the promo code MikeBono and get yourself 10% off. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by my favorite sponsor of the show, and that is Shankit Golf. Golf apparel made for the everyday golfer. We might not go out and shoot a 6-under par. We're probably going to shoot a 6-over par. But this is going to give us the gear that's going to help us rock it on and off of the course. Go to the link in the bio. Use the promo code MikeBono and get yourself 10% off there as well.